February 7th, from the book of Numbers. Yahuwah said to Moses, "Make two trumpets of hammered silver and use them for calling the community together and for having the camp set out. When both are sounded, the whole community is to assemble before you at the entrance to the tent of meeting. If only one is sounded, the leaders, the heads of the clans of Israel, are to assemble before you. When a trump blast is sounded, the tribes camping on the east are to set out. At the sounding of the second blast, the camps on the south are to set out. The blast will be a signal for the setting out. Together with the assembly, blow the trumpets, but not with the same signal. The sons of Aaron, the priests, are to blow the trumpets. This is to be a lasting ordinance for you and for the generations to come. When you go into battle in your own land against an enemy who is oppressing you, sound a blast on the trumpets. Then you will be remembered by Yahuwah, your God, and rescued from your enemies. Also, at your times of rejoicing, your appointed feasts, and the new moon festivals, you are to sound the trumpets over your burnt offerings and fellowship offerings, and they will be a memorial for you before your God. I am Yahuwah, your God." On the 20th day of the second month of the second year, the cloud lifted from above the tabernacle of the testimony. Then the Israelites set out from the desert of Sinai and traveled from place to place until the cloud came to rest in the desert of Paran. They set out this first time at Yahuwah's command through Moses. The divisions of the camp of Judah were first, under their standard. Nashon, son of Amminadab, was in command. Nathanael, son of Zuar, was over the division of the tribe of Issachar. And Eliab, son of Helon, was over the division of the tribe of Zebulun. Then the tabernacle was taken down, and the Gershonites and Merarites who carried it set out. The divisions of the camp of Reuben went next, under their standard. Eliezer, son of Shedeur, was in command. Shelumiel, son of Zurishaddai, was over the division of the tribe of Simeon, and Elisaphath, son of Duel, was over the division of the tribe of Gad. Then the Kohathites set out, carrying the holy things. The tabernacle was to be set up before they arrived. The divisions of the camp of Ephraim went next, under their standard. Elishama, son of Amihud, was in command. Gamaliel, son of Pedahazur, was over the division of the tribe of Manasseh. And Abidan, son of Gideonai, was over the division of the tribe of Benjamin. Finally, as the rear guard for all the units, the divisions of the camp of Dan set out, under their standard. Ahiezer, son of Amishaddai, was in command. Pagiel, son of Okran, was over the division of the tribe of Asher, and Ahira, son of Enan, was over the division of the tribe of Naphtali. This was the order of march for the Israelite divisions as they set out. Now Moses said to Hobad, son of Reuel, the Midianite, Moses' father-in-law, "We are setting out for the place about which Yahuwah said, 'I will give it to you.' Come with us, and we will treat you well, for Yahuwah has promised good things to Israel." He answered, "No, I will not go. I am going back to my own land and my own people." But Moses said, "Please do not leave us. You know where we should camp in the desert, and you can be our eyes. If you come with us, we will share with you whatever good things Yahuwah gives us." So they set out from the mountain of Yahuwah and traveled for 3 days. The Ark of the Covenant of Yahuwah went before them during these 3 days to find them a place to rest. The cloud of Yahuwah was over them by day when they set out from the camp. On the day the tabernacle, the tent of the testimony, was set up, the cloud covered it. From evening till morning, the cloud above the tabernacle looked like fire. That is how it continued to be. The cloud covered it, and at night it looked like fire. Whenever the cloud lifted from above the tent, the Israelites set out. Wherever the cloud settled, the Israelites encamped. At Yahuwah's command, the Israelites set out, and at his command they encamped. As long as the cloud stayed over the tabernacle, they remained in camp. When the cloud remained over the tabernacle a long time, the Israelites obeyed Yahuwah's order and did not set out. Sometimes the cloud was over the tabernacle only a few days. At Yahuwah's command, they would encamp. And then at his command, they would set out. Sometimes the cloud stayed only from evening till morning, and when it lifted in the morning, they set out. Whether by day or by night, whenever the cloud lifted, they set out. Whether the cloud stayed over the tabernacle for 2 days or a month or a year, the Israelites would remain in camp and not set out. But when it lifted, they would set out. At Yahuwah's command, they encamped, and at Yahuwah's command, they set out. They obeyed Yahuwah's order in accordance with his command through Moses. Whenever the ark set out, Moses said, "Rise up, O Yahuwah. May your enemies be scattered. May your foes flee before you." Whenever it came to rest, he said, Return, O Yahuwah, to the countless thousands of Israel. Now the people complained about their hardships in the hearing of Yahuwah, and when he heard them, his anger was aroused. Then fire from Yahuwah burned among them and consumed some of the outskirts of the camp. When the people cried out to Moses, he prayed to Yahuwah, and the fire died down, so that the place was called Taberah, because the fire from Yahuwah has burned among them. The rabble with them began to crave other food, and again the Israelites started wailing and said, "If only we had meat to eat. We remember the flesh we ate in Egypt at no cost, also the cucumbers, melons, leeks, onions, and garlic. But now we have lost our appetite. We never see anything but this manna." The manna was like coriander seed and looked like resin. The people went around gathering it and then ground it in a handmill or crushed it in a mortar. They cooked it in a pot and made it into cakes. And it tasted something like something made with olive oil. When the dew settled on the camp at night, the manna also came down. Moses heard the people of every family wailing, each at the entrance to his tent. Yahuwah became exceedingly angry, and Moses was troubled. He asked Yahuwah, "Why have you brought this trouble on your servant? What have I done to displease you, and you put the burden of all these people on me? Did I conceive all these people? Did I give them birth? Why do you tell me to carry them on my arms as a nurse carries an infant to a land you promised on oath to their forefathers? Where can I get meat for all these people? They keep wailing to me, 'Give us meat to eat.' I cannot carry all these people by myself. The burden is too heavy for me. If this is how you are going to treat me, put me to death right now. If I have found favor in your eyes, and do not let me face my own ruin." Yahuwah said to Moses, "Bring me 70 of Israel's leaders, who are known to you as leaders and officials among the people. Have them come to the tent of meeting, that they may stand there with you. I will come down and speak with you there, and I will take of the spirit that is on you and put it on them. They will help you carry the burden of the people, so that you will not have to carry it alone. Tell the people, 'Consecrate yourselves in preparation for tomorrow when you will eat meat. Yahuwah heard you when you wailed. If only we had meat to eat. We were better off in Egypt. Now Yahuwah will give you meat, and you will eat it. You will not eat it for just one day, or 2 days, or 5, 10, or 20 days, but for a whole month, until it comes out of your nostrils and you loathe it, because you have rejected Yahuwah, who is among you, and have wailed before him, saying, 'Why did we ever leave Egypt?'" But Moses said, "Here I am among 600,000 men on foot, and you say, 'I will give them meat to eat for a whole month.' Would they have enough if flocks and herds were slaughtered for them? Would they have enough if all flesh in the sea were caught for them?" Yahuwah answered Moses, "Is Yahuwah's arm too short? You will now see whether or not I will say what will come true for you." So Moses went out and told the people what Yahuwah had said. He brought together 70 of their elders and had them stand around the tent. Then Yahuwah came down in a cloud and spoke with him, and he took of the spirit that was on him and put it on the spirit of the 70 elders. When the spirit rested on them, they prophesied, but they did not do so again. However, two men, whose names were Eldad and Medad, had remained in the camp. They were listed among the elders, but did not go out to the tent. Yet the spirit also rested on them, and they prophesied in the camp. A young man ran and told Moses, "Eldad and Medad are prophesying in the camp." Yeshua, son of Nun, who had been Moses' aide since youth, spoke up and said, "Moses, my lord, stop them." But Moses replied, "Are you jealous for my sake? I wish that all that Yahuwah's people were prophets, and that Yahuwah would put a spirit on them." Then Moses and the elders of Israel returned to the camp. Now a wind went out from Yahuwah and drove quail in from the sea. It brought them down all around the camp to about 3 feet above the ground, as far as a day's walk in any direction. All that day and night and all the next day the people went out and gathered quail. No one gathered less than 10 homers. Then they spread them out all around the camp. But while the meat was still between their teeth and before it could be consumed, the anger of Yahuwah burned against the people, and he struck them with a severe plague. Therefore, the place was named Kibrath Hadavah, because there they buried the people who had craved other food. From Kibrath Hadavah, the people traveled to Hazeroth and stayed there.